cop on the streets, walking in lines with taser guns, wooden batons, trying to keep you scared for violent attacks. You know it all comes down to how you react, and now you're face to face, seeing it all, disperse the warnings and making the call. They got buses to pack with people like you, and they did that in the 50s. The movement grew. Young student, new to the game, movement elder, fan in the flames, combat veteran, seen it before, seen tactics used in the foreign war. Final warning, you're keeping your ground. Committed people sitting all around. Through the bullhorn, it's all distorted. You can't leave now. We can't afford it. Hold the line. Even if your voice shakes, friend of mine. Even if your voice shakes, push forward. It's up to you. See it through. As I was saying earlier, what happens here in New York right now is a big deal around the world. Y'all have a lot of leadership right now in your hands. You got a lot of power. And you gotta use it. You gotta move. Know that you're inspiring people. Know that you're moving people. And people are looking to you. Just add a little weight on your shoulders. And the silence breaks. Voices are loud. Rubber bullets crack. Pierce the crowd. Heart starts pumping. Scared but proud. Because the people still sitting in the tear gas cloud. The line advances. They're swinging sticks with the marching boots and the taser clicks. Screaming erupts. Someone got struck. People calling for a medic. They better hurry up. Now the bombing comes like a flood. Getting choked by the gas. Hands covered in blood. Bruised and beaten. Limping away. Remember it's always been this way. They'll beat you down. Show you the guns. It's violent sometimes. And then change comes. You stand firm, organize, and then cut back. And there's too many people for them to attack. You gotta hold the line. Even if your voice shakes, friend of mine. Even if your voice shakes, push forward. It's up to you. See it through. The pseudo-romanticism of being in the streets when the police are attacking you. Like, you know, tear gas looks really cool in photographs and it sucks in real life. But in retrospect, it always feels really magical. But this isn't just trying to glorify the militant shit. It's about that day-to-day shit. If you're a teacher, if you're a parent, you know what I mean? If you're recovering from an addiction, all these things. But also if you're politically organizing and you're at square A or B and you're trying to get to F or further and you're looking ahead thinking, fuck. You gotta start, and you gotta stick with it when you know that you're right, you know, when you're doing the right thing. So. And it's days like this, when something clicks, when you're confused, tired, and scared as shit, but your body's alive, that heartfelt drive you engaged the problem right before your eyes, when you could've ran, but you stayed and sat, when you were beaten and gassed, and you still came back, I'm feeling a power that you got deep down, rises to the top, when you get beat down, there's a world to win, when your heart is strong, and it doesn't do wrongs to focus on, every day brings a vision to strive for, something to live and die for, when you go back home and you're on your own, it's easy to feel like you're all alone, but it's your memory and hope that will stay supported, cause we can't quit now, we can't afford it, hold the line, even if your voice shakes, friend of mine, even if your voice shakes, push forward, it's up to you, see it through.
Didn't I do two?
Yeah, I did two.
All right, so we're gonna do two.
Yeah, yeah, do it.
Cool.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do. They're gonna do two songs, and I'll do one or two songs, and then we're gonna be done. Thanks.